This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The directors are dead. But the company can never die. The company is an idea, an ideal, the ideal that the great few can make the lives of the many good, meaningful, profitable. It's built into the steel of this very tower and the sound of these recordings. So long as these exist, so long as we listen and remember, Heart Life will continue. We must continue. Malevolent agents all, Betsy Co. seeks to change not just the structure of the company, but the very structure of the tower itself.
CO2's elevated, and
I can't tell, the screen's busted again.
The air is even more dangerous here.
Am I hallucinating, or was that a really tiny mole person?
I think the bad air's getting to us. Let's try and get this done as fast as we can. Does this feel like steel to you here?
Yep. I mean, it's all steel, Veronica, the whole tower.
This would be the best place to put a window. It's structurally sound, pretty close to the ground level.
Veronica, I've seen wolves, and giant ants, and a tree, and all kinds of other miracles, but I don't think there's a window that opens anywhere in Heart Life. Especially not in an access shaft.
Wait a second. You turn, I'll push.
Well, I'll be a mole's uncle.
Wow. We always thought it was just a rumor. The kind of thing the design department laughed about over biscotti. These must be ancient. If we can find enough windows, Grayson, we won't have to run the ventilation systems 24/7. We'll cut down on lighting, we can dismantle some of the fans and simplify the grid, and we can take the hideous pipes off the lower level deck. Oh, I wish we had champagne.
Yeah, love me some champagne in the morning, or evening, whenever is appropriate.
This is great, is what I'm saying. Close it quick!
You think we broke something?
Let's find out.
Everyone stay back. Where's Valentine? And clear skies.
Open level 5. Distributing supplies to human resources.
I bet it's wolves.
Wolves don't knock.
All right, everyone. No need to panic. I can
can guarantee you, wolves don't have hands. Probably it's just some poor lost policy that got stuck outside when the ants showed up.
Oh, it's a ghost!
Ghosts don't have hands. Do ghosts have hands?
Or it could be a policy escaped from the cube.
Whoever it is, they need our help.
Weapons at the ready, ma'am.
Yeah, me and Tower Watch here can handle whatever's out there.
Good. No reason for us to be taken unawares.
Oh my god!
Wolves can knock!
Policies! Oh, I mean, human citizens! Hello, Grayson. You are looking thoroughly startled today.
Dora!
Identify yourselves.
Hello! I am a human! Hands and feet and a brain that is aware of its own existence. This is a dog. Don't worry, he's very friendly.
Ah, Dios mio, we were knocking out there for ages. Damn electronic locks busted, you know that? Here, kid, grab a hold of this rope and help me get this wagon in.
All right. Dora, what's going on?
All shall be revealed shortly. Yoo-hoo, large, confused, armed human male.
Mate?
Sure. Take this other cart in, won't you? Careful with the top now. We're headed to your cafeteria.
Do it, I suppose. Grayson, you know these people?
Yeah, Dora's a good friend. She helped us on the tundra when we were coming back from the storm. Cobalt!
Hello, Hendersonian number 3. Hasher, still wearing those heels. How positively corporate of you.
Why are you here, Cobalt?
Shouldn't you be off trying to boil someone to death? What are you eating?
It's a radish. And I don't work that game anymore. I'm testing new hypotheses. You'll see.
Come back here! Or don't. I don't even know anymore.
Right there's good. All right then, pause off the cards, people.
This table will do. Hello, fellow people. My name is Theodora Thoreau Roosevelt. This shaggy man is Simon von Huggins. This dog is Emerson. And this angry face but actually very nice woman is Switchblade Cobalt.
But she's dangerous.
Cobalt hurts people.
She does have an angry face.
Switchblade Cobalt. Back to get your butt kicked some more?
Go away.
Okie dokie. Poof.
Bunch of whiners. I whipped this place into shape when I was in charge, didn't I?
You stole my algae bars!
You stole my kid's water bottle.
Her face looks even angrier now.
You ungrateful sons of...
Switchblade Cobalt is here today as an emissary for the Switchadora Emmer Simon Greenhouse, right?
Yeah. And Food Science Laboratory.
Right you are, Switchy.
The what?
I told you that name didn't make no sense. Why's my name gotta be stuck behind Emerson's?
We all drew straws, Simon.
Now, if I can direct your attention to these two carts. For a very, very long time, the outside world was too harsh and cold to support any type of life. Was. Switchblades, will you do the honors?
Behold, the power of science.
This is food. Cucumbers! Mushrooms! All grown outdoors!
Us Stormhawks, we were outside for months and I didn't see any cucumbers just growing.
As it turns out, my dear Lightning Rigger, food can be grown not just in tanks, but on trees and in the ground. Try some! Switchblades, Simon.
I cut up some vegetable stuffs for you. Try not to get too grabby.
Or you won't have any fingers to get grabby with.
It's so crunchy. Raw food can be crunchy?
Winter cucumber can. These are the only ones we'll grow, I'm afraid.
Hardly any nutritional value, though we wouldn't have known that without a proper analysis by a certain reformed scientist.
I want to be a cucumber technician. Outside.
And you can. The Switchadora Emmer Simon Greenhouse and Food Laboratory will be open for internships and barter. So long as you enjoy sleeping in a bunk with a dog and can tolerate Simon's night terrors.
God dang it, Dora.
As for your little filtration problem, I suppose I could install biofiltration systems in the windows.
You knew about the windows? It took me forever just to find them.
They're in the tower building map that I filched from engineering forever ago. I guess I could make some plans to install them, since I'm so helpful and all. Right? Right?
There. I think you're helpful.
If you can pull this off, I'll personally deem you Secretary of the Exterior.
I can live with that. As long as it's a better position than Caligari.
The tower. Heart Life's greatest asset defiled. For what purpose? A window view into a hideous, natural world? I am near glad that the directors did not live to see this... Got you! Ha! Ha! Ha ha ha! The directors did not live to see this vicious new world overrun with wolves, winged abominations, and ideas. But for their sake, we will find out why this all came to be as we witness these final days of our fair city. Ah, cursed insect!
Loyal Policies, this is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. We're keeping very busy over here at HeartLife Studios. We've just had the full cast read-through for the first season of our next show, Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Stay tuned for more news about that production as it comes together. We're also very excited to share that the Herbert West and Albuquerque miniseries will be released to our Patreon backers in the next month or so. Support us at patreon.com/heartlifenfp to be the first to hear that series. Thank you all so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.